producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm so proud of myself. I was just saying to Blake that I did something that I seldom do. You know, I tend to not be very self-indulgent, to be quite honest, in terms of, you know, if there's something that needs to be done, I tend to do it myself. I have an apartment with a lot of windows, and I actually cleaned the windows yesterday. And it's amazing how much clean windows change your perspective on the world. You know, it's terrific. All right, so we're just before Super Bowl weekend, which has become, it is the 50th, and there's something like, you know, I think I remember reading someplace that there will be $3 billion bet on the Super Bowl. I mean, it's amazing. Manny and I have, I said, do you want to bet? And he said, Joy, you don't do well on your bets with me. I'm always sending him checks. So we just have a gentleman's agreement. We have bragging rights.
Right.
So I told him I'd call him at halftime and let him know what's going on. But, and he's given me 7 points. I think the spread at this point is 5.5 points, yes? I don't think it's changed.
Something like that.
There we go. I thought that was very gentlemanly of to say, look, I've taken your money a lot. Are you sure you really want to do this? I remember the first time I talked about betting on the air and the program director starts running down. I was talking about an office pool. And all of a sudden, you hear these little steps tearing down the hall. And the program director sticks his head in and says, you can't do that. And I said, I can't do what? He said, you can't talk about office pools. It's illegal. And I said, well, I think it's okay as long as you pay the taxes on it. But apparently talking about, is there an office pool? There was a couple of years ago and I entered it, but I might as well just send the contribution to a charity because I never win. Is there one this year at GCN?
You know what? I would have to talk to Manny about that. I believe he takes care of all that.
I would believe that. He is our sports guru. And he, you know, when I said, what's the spread, he certainly, but the fact that I knew to ask the spread, you know, I tried to impress you guys with my vague sports knowledge, so.
Hey, I don't know much either, so you impress
there
me.
You go. And listen, if Peyton Manning wins, he'll be the oldest quarterback ever to win the Super Bowl. I think he may be the oldest to play, but maybe not.
Yeah, that I believe I heard that this morning.
Yeah, he's almost 39, I think. That doesn't seem all that old, but I guess his knees are probably feeling at least
for
that
football,
old.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, for any real sport. I mean, one of the reasons that athletes get paid so much money is that they have such a short half-life. But Blake, you weren't here yesterday, but we discovered quite accidentally, or at least it was accidental for me, that yesterday there were over the last thousand years, slightly less than that, just under 1,000 years, there had been 6 major earthquakes that had resulted in massive loss of life, like in the hundreds of thousands of people for earthquakes.
Like an honest.
But it turns out, yeah, there was one in 62, which is even, you know, that's getting to be, you know, 1,500, more than 1,500 years. It's getting to be almost just under 2,000 years, right? It's 62 minus 16.
Yeah.
So that would be 1,944. Is that right? I'm doing it all in my head. So in just under 2,000 years, there was an earthquake in Pompeii as well. So for some reason, you know, if you'd said to me, what do you think the earthquake, and to my knowledge, that's probably the most number of earthquakes ever on a day. Who would have thought it? So it's one of the reasons I just love day in history. Not everybody loves it, but I love it. In 1852, the Hermitage in St. Petersburg was opened. It's the largest and oldest museum. One of the largest. Have you been to Russia?
Sadly, no. It's on the bucket list.
It absolutely, it's a fantastic, fascinating country. I would say the same thing about Russia that probably everybody else in the world says about the United States, which is great people, great country, leadership, eh. So, but I've been to Petersburg, to the Hermitage twice, and it makes the Louvre look like a shack. I mean, I remember talking with Russians who said that there, I think there are something like 1,024 rooms, literally, at Hermitage. And one of the guys was saying that his grandmother, every weekend of his life, from the time he's about six till she died, would take him to Hermitage, and they'd never repeated the rooms.
Wow.
It's amazing. And it makes you understand the Russian Revolution in a very emotional way, because you go in and they have the Fabergé eggs.
Yeah.
And you realize that the Tsar ordered them, but he'd ordered 10, and he'd break all but the most perfect one. I mean, you talk about haves and have not, so there you go. And on this day in 1922, the first Reader's Digest was published. What would people read in the bathroom before then? God knows. Sears catalog, I guess. Sears catalog, I think, was used, actually, as an alternative to Charmin. I don't know why we get onto these topics. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, we've decided that this would be... I had designated February as Love Month because it's National Heart Month, in addition to Groundhog Day and the Super Bowl and Chinese New Year and Valentine's Day and Mardi Gras, which I forgot the first time I mentioned it, being from New Orleans, bad joy. President's Day, Sadie Hawkins Day, the Oscars. So this is a chock-a-block month, and it turns out Earthquake City. But I decided to add love. So a lot of the questions we put on Facebook this month have to do with love. We talked about earlier this week, we talked about what warning signs, we're talking about the very beginning of relationships, that you ignored at your own peril. And I thought today we'd look at how did you know that this one was the one. So you can see we're still early on in both the month and in dating relationships. Also, notice in the news today that Barbara Bush, she's going to be an old lady.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks basically, her husband, George Sr., always looked, I thought, significantly younger than she did. But now they're kind of catching up because she refused. Barbara Bush was not to be messed with. I actually met her. I knew George Bush. I'd met the father more than, and talked with him. I'd interviewed him a couple times more than Barbara. But she really did not suffer fools gladly. She was a tough lady who did things her own way. But it's really interesting that she's really nearly ageless. She's always looked, I think, older than probably her years because of her white hair but now she's, she really hasn't changed much, but she told Jeb that he should interrupt more, that she had raised him to be polite, but that with all these idiots running for, and she specifically said, you, all those braggarts, guess who she was talking about. So I decided that we'd put up for we'll see if we get to it today, but if not next week, what unusual advice or surprising advice did your mom give you? Because having your mom say to you, you should interrupt more, is kind of not what we expect to come out of the mouth of moms. I will tell you, I'm trying to think. I'll tell you one of the incredible pieces of advice my mother gave me, which I've never forgotten, and I was about 12. And some guy had called me up. I may have been a little older than that because I don't think I was allowed to date at 12. But some guy had called me up and asked me out, and it was on a Saturday morning or something for Saturday night. And mom said, who was that? And I told her, and she said, so what did you say? And I said, no. And she said, why? And I said, well, because it's Saturday morning, and, you know, for Saturday night, he should have asked me out farther in advance than that. You know, it makes me feel like I'm certainly not his first choice. And she said to me, go with the creep and look over the crop. I've never forgotten that. I'm not sure it's timeless advice, but it's from my mom. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Maybe one of the things we should ask people, except you have to do it today because it's not going to be much use next week, is what's the largest bet you've ever won or lost, I guess. do you bet on things, Blake?
Oh, very, very seldomly. Typically when I like go golfing with the family.
Yeah, so you're a golfer, huh?
I try to be.
Ha! Aha. Yeah, the most I think I've ever, well, I won once on a quarter slot machine. I won $25. Oh, actually, that was not my big win. My big win is 1 year I was actually at the Kentucky Derby, and I picked the winning horse.
Nice.
And it was an 82.5-1 odds. So, and I'm screaming, I won, and everybody kept saying, no, you didn't, and I kept saying, oh, yes, I did. So I won $165 nice. On a $2 bet. And people said, you should have bet $100, and I said, it never would have happened. So I am, yeah, I am, do not have the soul of a gambler. Anytime I win, I sort of calculate how much I've already lost. And, except Super Bowls, and I bet on Super Bowls. Usually family bets, but my family is from, a large part of my family lives in Denver. So, and I, you know, I can't find it in my heart not to support the Broncos. So I think that this one, Manny and I have had the gentleman's bet going. So bragging rights, because, I don't know, it would be nice if they win, and it'll be exciting. But games are more exciting, I think, if you've got something on the riding on the line.
Right.
But I've known a lot of people had gambling problems, and that's scary stuff. So
it really is.
Yeah. So if you want to call and talk with me, and I'm not really making light of it because I know that there really are people who have gambling problems. I am not one of them. My only problem about gambling is they pick the wrong people because I always pay off and they don't always. So it's not a gamble. I'm going to lose because even if I win, they're not going to pay me. So, all right. I thought we would talk about, how and when did you know your significant other was the one? Now, you are recently engaged, right?
Yep.
Getting married next year. So how and when did you know she was the one?
You know, I would say probably my sophomore year into college. Basically, it was, I'm the type of person who's very, kind of goes with the flow. I'm not very responsible as far as, like, you know, lists and that kind of thing. She keeps me really grounded, but also supports me in what I want to do, like audio and that kind of thing.
Was there one moment where you looked and said, or one experience, or was there a turning point or not?
I'd say the biggest memory I have would be I used to play in a band. I used to do a lot of music stuff a few years ago, and there was one show she actually surprised me and rallied a bunch of people came there, drove a bunch of people out there. It was really cool.
Wow, that's a great story. Yeah, that's really going beyond being supportive, isn't it?
Right, it is.
That's great. That's a great story. You can tell your grandchildren.
Yeah.
See, mine, I remember when, I guess because I'm not married anymore, I can remember when I decided, that he was the one. It was an emotional kind of thing. He worked. I was very young when I met him. I was very young when I married him. And he worked in the dining hall at college. And he was a dishwasher. And I think I actually may have. I can't remember if he asked me out or I asked him out for the first date. Probably, given the fact of how young I was, and it was in the South, and it was a long time ago. He probably asked me out. He took me. It was the Lee Remick movie about it was a movie about rape.
Oh,
which I think he didn't know. It was in the student service, and he took me to that one. I'll tell you when I actually knew that I thought, you know, this is the one. He had no money. I had no money. There was a vending machine in the basement of my dorm.
Uh-huh.
And he came over one Saturday night, and he bought me a Dr. Pepper, a diet Dr. Pepper, and he put. I think it was, I don't know, 50 cents in or something in the machine. And the ice came down, the syrup came down, the carbonated water came down, and then the cup came down. And both of us just sat there going, ugh, because neither of us had any money. And it wasn't that he was not going to eat Cheerios for the rest of his life, although that was part of what actually happened. But it was just, and he was both upset about it, but sort of calm about it. And I thought, okay, this one, I mean, the idea that both of us kind of shared this experience, and it was right. So kind of stupid, but it was so symptomatic of who we were. I'm trying to remember the name of the Lee Remick movie. It's not called Portrait of Something. I'll figure it out in a minute. All right, so let's hear what other people said about when they knew it was the one.
Okay, so we have Amber Miller. She said, I was sick and had to go to the hospital. I was vomiting everywhere from food poisoning, and he told them to get me back to see a doctor now instead of waiting in the ER. Plus, he took my clothes and washed them for me. I was in the hospital
for
3 days. Wow.
Wow. I think that is correct. I think somebody who sticks around with you, especially, there's something about throwing up.
Yeah, vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah. That I mean, it's just such an embarrassing thing to do. So, all right, that's a good one. And wash the clothes? Wow, that one's a keeper.
We have, let's see, Bruce that says, Joy, this is difficult to put into words. I think initially physical attraction drew me to her, but that only took it so far. As we spoke about our lives and what we thought of our futures that might hold, we recognized several similarities in our values and in desires.
Well, that's a very logical. I mean, I think it's absolutely irrefutable. I was kind of looking for more of that turning point, but I think that's a wonderful explanation of a thoughtful response, which is that there is something. You know, it's one of when I talk with people about internet dating, I think it's one of the downsides or one of the issues that internet dating really doesn't take into consideration, which is chemistry.
Right.
And I think for people, and there are probably going to be some people who argue with me, and I'm perfectly willing to be argued with, but I think there are really two categories of response. One is that sort of instant baby. There's just some recognition factor. There's some little sparkle that happens that you think, wow, this one's worth pursuing, which is what he's talking about. But it has to get beyond that. Then I think there are those relationships that don't have that sparkle to begin with, but grow into something. Although I probably believe that the people who believe in the second, the no chemistry at the beginning but it develops, are usually called women. I don't think men believe in that. I think either it's there or not there for guys. All right, it's called Anatomy of a Murderer. Was the Lee Remick one I was trying to think of. I could see it, and it came out. It was an old movie by the time I saw it. I didn't see it until like the 70s. I think it came out in 1958 or something. But it was not a nice movie. And sitting with someone you don't know on a first date in a movie that is as graphic as that one was kind of interesting.
Right.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Bruce, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, hi.
Hello, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Bruce.
Long-time listener. Great to have an opportunity to talk with you. Unfortunately, I need to.
Okay.
I embarked into a relationship where there was a lot of over-disclosure and boundary crossing and that sort of thing.
Can you be more specific with me about what we're actually talking about here?
Oh, I'm sorry. So, I'm married to a woman who, early in our relationship, had disclosed a lot of sexual conquests. And
how old are you now, Bruce?
I am 48.
And how old is she?
45.
How long have you been married?
5 years.
Okay, unfortunate. But what's? I mean, you presumably knew all this stuff, which was not a very wise thing for her to do. But you knew it early on. So, what's today's issue?
Well, today's issue is that a few years after that happened, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis.
Okay.
And so there's some functionality issues around that. And the idea that I would be able to take advantage of a sex goddess at this point in my life has pretty much evaporated, and we're left.
What do you mean, take advantage of the sex goddess?
Well, you mean
the two of you aren't sexual with each other?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Why not?
Good question. We can't even seem to get close to that. It's really
But Bruce, don't back off of this. I know it's. I assume it's sort of the core of what you're calling me about, and I know it's kind of tempting to be a bit flip about it because I'm sure it's painful. But this is where we need to be at this moment. She talked too much, so you knew that she was sexually, let's say, adventurous or experienced. You have MS, which means that you may have trouble. Do you get erections?
Very irregularly and not very
predictably.
Well.
Okay.
Right.
All right. This is kind of a naive question because I know MS is a degree of essentially nerve functioning. It's the myelin sheath. But does Viagra help at all? Because Viagra deals with blood and sort of engorgement. Have you tried Viagra?
Yes, and it does appear to be somewhat effective.
Okay.
However, there's a more basic intimacy issue that I'm dealing with.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but we need to. I hear the fact that there's a fair amount of hostility, and hostility in the bedroom doesn't work. I mean, it really doesn't. But I mean, I'm trying to figure out your level of functioning and her level of interest. When's the last time the two of you were sexual with each other?
Well, I thought it was a year ago in a therapist's office. I was corrected in that it is 3 years ago.
Wow, that's a major discrepancy.
Well, I know. Well, somebody's been counting better than the other, probably.
Well, how long have you had, how long has the multiple sclerosis been diagnosed?
Since 2002, so it's been.
So that's, and you've been on, but you've been married 5 years, so that you, the diagnosis was in place before the marriage was, correct?
The day afterwards.
Boy, that's a nasty wedding gift, isn't it? All right.
Well,
so,
we knew there was something pretty seriously wrong.
Okay. Are the two of you sexual at all?
No, and we're not even close. We're not even cuddling on the couch or anything like that, snugly at all.
Okay.
So.
What's your question to me, Bruce?
My question, and this may sound crazy, it's like I want to get back to a place in my relationship that I've never been before. And
what is that? How would you define that relationship?
To be where those sorts of warm moments happen spontaneously, just, you know, cuddling or snuggling.
I mean, what would happen? The two of you sleep in the same bed?
No, we don't.
When did you stop sleeping in the same bed?
I believe about 3 months ago.
What happened 3 months ago?
That's a good question, what triggered that response, actually.
Who moved out?
No one moved out. It's just.
Well, somebody's still sleeping in the marital bed.
Oh, my wife.
Okay.
My wife.
And why did she say that she was moving to the couch or the back bedroom or whatever?
Well, she didn't exactly. It was
didn't you ask?
Kind of a migration. Well, I've certainly.
Bruce, let me stop you for a minute. You were obviously a smart man. You were obviously a sad man. You were obviously a fearful man. The only shot you've got at this is to be your bravest, most straightforward, least ironic, least coded self. This is tough stuff. And I think you and your wife are going to have to sit down and you're going to have to say to her, look, I love you. This is lousy luck for both of us. I'm not happy. You're not happy about it. I don't want this to be a marriage based on pity. I want us to find some way to be cuddly with one another, to be loving to one another. If you're feeling like the only reason you're here is because you're afraid that your karma can't take leaving, then let's figure out a way for us to be apart. If you want to be here and you want to work on this marriage, this is what I want. You tell me what you want. But it's time, Bruce, to not you know, pull punches. You need to unblinkingly sit and talk with her about what is, because it's the 800-pound gorilla and it's squashing both of you.
Yeah.
And you're ironic, so she thinks you don't care. Then she just thinks that, you know, that I mean, both of you, I suspect at this moment, are feeling ripped off. You got to be careful about your sarcastic sense of humor because it's wounding at this moment. I know you view it as protective, but whatever protection it's offering you, it's stripping her bare, which means she'll move away from you, which means it's not doing any good at all, and it's probably doing a fair amount of harm. So you need to get up your courage and your gumption, sit down with her and say, this is what I want from you. Tell me what you want. I don't want you to be here out of pity. You're a good woman, but if this isn't what I signed on for, but sure not what you signed on for, even though, in fact, that's what richer or poorer means, sickness and health. But, I mean, I think you don't presumably want her there if the only reason she's there is because she feels guilty or obligated. I mean, that's pretty demeaning to you. So sit down and talk with her about it and see if you can't remove that kind of unspoken stuff that's going on between the two of you. But don't use your wit. Don't use your sense of humor. Don't use your sarcasm.
Okay.
Because it won't work. It's wounding to her, and it's not very protective to you, and it's misleading. So tell her. Tell her you're hurting. Tell her you know that she is. See if you can't sort this out. If I can help you, I'm perfectly willing to do it. You're probably going to need somebody closer to home. But both of you sound like smart people who are feeling very sad and very lonely from one another. And I think it's time to either fish or cut bait. And if you're going to fish, then that means, trying holding hands, watching TV together or taking walks together or whatever you can do. Maybe it means popping a Viagra from time to time. If you're going to cut bait, then it means figuring out a way for you to live independently, for her to live independently, and the two of you to be maybe friends or maybe not friends, but not to continue this kind of limbo existence that's harmful to both of you.
Yes, I agree. Okay, well, I thank you very much.
Okay, Bruce, good luck. If you need me, I'm... Because we'd rather laugh than cry. And sometimes humor can be very helpful because it offers a perspective. By definition, it's a step back. When you're dealing with your own issues, when you're dealing with somebody else's issue or an issue that has to do with both of you, you have to be really careful about humor. I talk about humor in Dating for Dummies. Don't use it on a first date. You just don't know what somebody else's sense of humor is. Something that you find humorous, somebody else might view as offensive. We know when we're talking about ethnic jokes that something that you may view as wildly hilarious, somebody else can truly be offended by and hurt by. But when you're talking about issues in the bedroom, there should be a huge skull and crossbone whenever you think about making a joke. And you can say, well, my wife and I, fine. But you can't assume that it will work in most cases because it is a way of distancing yourself. It is a way of taking a step back. And you do that at your own peril, and especially if you're doing it at somebody else's expense. So sometimes we have to just let go of all the irony, all the perspective, all the humor, and just be vulnerable and say, this is a problem. And when you're talking about issues in the bedroom, you're talking about issues of vulnerability. Because there's really no particular place to hide. So, all right, you can hear, and you can hear how really difficult. And with smart people, it can be even more devastating because they're using their intelligence and their wit, but it's not helpful. And what you have to ask yourself is, if somebody about to say what I'm about, so if I were about to hear what I'm about to say, would I think that was a good idea or not a good idea? And it's not that we're holding up Olympic numbers for your sense of humor, but stand-up comedians in the bedroom should probably sit down. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, this is the place in the program where we quite often do, all right, you get to be the program director. So let's see what someone wants me to talk about here.
All right. We have Jane that says, how to discern what we see or hear in pop culture, if it's true or not, or unknown. Quality of evidence, quality of reasoning, correlation confused with causation, etc.
Wow, good question. Well, I mean, let's take the question in general, all right? And part of the answer is inherent in the question of how do you know what to believe? Okay? And there are two ways of looking at it. One is your belief system, which may involve faith. In other words, that I accept that there are things that I cannot know,
but I believe in them because I take them on faith. Now, religion is really good at that, right? Science, not so much, although I would argue that science occasionally wanders into that realm. But they do it by kind of saying, well, you can't explain the phenomenon unless you posit something. For example, a black hole. Can't see a black hole, but what you can do is see the perturbations that the change in gravity happens. So you sort of say, all right, in order for this to be logical, acceptable, logical just means an internal consistency, this has to exist. So you can see that that kind of bridges the gap between a belief system that says, I take this on faith because this is part of my belief system, and documentation that says, I can prove this. So I would argue that science sometimes, especially like quantum physics, falls into that kind of middle ground. I'm not sure scientists would agree with me, but I still think it's true. In fact, I was just reading something that said that the great minds, especially in quantum physics and in higher math, really had almost eidetic imageries. They had visualizations of something that they felt was true, and then they went and found the numbers, the data, to back it up, including Einstein and Heisenberg and Bohr and all sorts of people who are giants in terms of nuclear physics and quantum mechanics and whatever. All right, so I'm digressing a little bit. So the question is, how, in general, and we're leaving computers and social media out of the equation temporarily. So how do you know what to believe? And again, part of it is your belief system. Part of it is the data. But then we have to look at the difference between data, between fact and truth, because both of them would be considered data. Data is presumably information, including misinformation. So, and you could say, well, but there is absolute truth. And I would argue that I don't know if that's the case. And you can say, well, we can both agree this is a chair, but maybe not. Maybe somebody says it's a chair. Someone else says it's something. It's a pain. It's a pain inducer. Or someone else will say that if you come from a culture that doesn't understand, that doesn't sit on chairs, you may view it as a place to store books. I mean, so I'm picking kind of stupid examples, but the point being that what we know and what we believe in and what we take as fact is going to depend to a certain extent on who we are, what we choose to believe. Okay? So, and if I seem to be exploding the notion that there's an absolute truth, at least I want you to think about the fact that there may not be. Now, and what I'm talking about, independent of computers. So then if we take that same relativism, I mean, look, you don't even have to sort of buy what I'm selling philosophically. Look at political candidates who will look at the same thing and have completely different interpretations. Look at why you get a second opinion with physicians, that they will look at the same data and have different interpretations. There was a great study that was published years ago that was called The Game. And what they did was they went to the Harvard-Yale game, which in the East Coast is called The Game, and they interviewed people on both sides. And some of the people saw it as a great meeting of scholar-athletes, and it was fair. The other team or the other group thought it as cheats and paid thugs. And so, again, what your belief system is going to influence how you view data. Okay, Eskimos have 31 or 131 words or something for snow. New England just have one, and we're not allowed to say it on the air. All right, so the point being that finding absolutes is a lot more difficult than you think it is. Now, when you take social media and put it in the mix, you know, Nelly bar the door, because as you hear me say all the time, things that are true, things that are partially true, things that have no truth in them all appear in the same typeface. So in the same way that if we sort of take this out of the realm of proof and data, and we sort of say, all right, what if we take it into an area that's halfway between science and the internet, which we would call, for lack of a better term, gossip, right? Person-to-person contact. So if somebody comes to you and says, A, you're going to try and determine, first of all, whether that's consistent with what you already believe, how you view the credibility of the person you're talking to, and whether
accepting this piece of information is useful to you. Because if not, it may be that your belief system says, well, people don't lie. Your credibility issue may be, well, this person has never lied to me in the past. But if what they're telling you doesn't make any sense to you, you may say, I find that hard to believe, or can you show it, or that's just your opinion. So the point being that this is a really complicated issue. So read the question itself again for me.
Let's see here. Let me open it back up. So the question is asking, how do we determine what we hear as to be true? What is like a viable source?
What you hear. What I'm saying is you gotta filter everything through you, because or you have to trust implicitly and explicitly the source, and you have to make sure that that source, there's actually one of the things that one of the news stories today is Google apparently is putting up some kind of fraud alert, so that when there's a bogus claim or something, you press a button, it sort of tells you this is a fraud alert or something. So that the largest internet provider of information has understood exactly your question of whom do you trust, what do you accept, what do you believe. And you can hear it's a very complicated issue. All I would say to you, and this is kind of my summation of what I you probably thought was a relatively simple question, and you can hear I don't think it's simple at all. I think it really defines our existence, is ideas are for using, not believing. And if you put into that formulation that facts change, right? The data changes, the belief system changes. At one point we thought that the sun rotated around the earth. We now know that not to be the case. At one point we thought the earth was flat. We now know that's not the case. So it's not only what your belief system is, who your sources are, and whether or not that fits into a worldview, but the timing of it as well. Good question, complicated answer. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.